Thank you, man. Appreciate you.
First of all, congratulations on the show, being Mary Jane. What did you have to do to be a part of this show? How hard was it for you to be a part?
You know, sometimes things just seem to fit and just fall into place. This was one of the, I guess, easiest processes that I've been a part of. I went in, I auditioned, I had met Mara and her husband, Celine, prior to the NAACP Image Awards luncheon, and it just was like the right fit. I went in, I auditioned, it seems as though they loved what I did. Next thing I know, I was testing for the network, and lo and behold, here we are moving into season two.
When you tested for the role, did they let you know initially that your character was going to be gay, or was this something that kind of evolved along in the process?
You know what? I got kind of smacked in the face with that one. Showed up at the audition, prepared my whole spiel, and she kept asking, like, so did you read everything? And I was like, yeah, I didn't get the script, but I did read the breakdown. Uh-huh. And she was sort of like, you're cool. And I was like, well, what do you mean, am I cool? Like, is there something you need to tell me? Like, what's the problem? You know? She was like, well, he's gay. And I was like, oh, why he didn't, like, tell me that prior to? I would have prepared, et cetera, et cetera. And she said, well, he's not flamboyant. He's not over the top. The only way you would know he was gay by seeing him with his lover. So by all means, go in and do what you do the way you've already prepared. So it all worked out.
When you prepare for the role, what part, you know, because your character, no, I'm not going there. I'm not going there. Because your character has not announced, you know, unlike
to the world
that he's gay, you know, which seems to be pretty much in vogue these days.
Yeah.
Is that something that's maybe down the line for him, or is your character more someone who
he
just
can't tell us likes that. That's giving away the script.
I'm saying, is your character someone who likes to protect his privacy?
I think it may rear its head at some point. They really don't give us much information leading into, like, next season, because they want everything to kind of be hush-hush and a surprise. But, you know, his colleagues kind of know what's going on. That was kind of like the first season, him kind of coming out amongst his colleagues. Season two, who knows what's going to happen? Maybe one of these full-blown sort of Don Lemon-type situations where he comes out to the public in his own certain way. But I guess we're going to have to just tune in to see, because I really do not know.
Talking to Aaron Spears from Being Mary Jane, did you know the show was going to be so racy?
Man, I figured out it was racy when we sat down at the table.
Okay, same thing Richard Roundtree said.
Yeah, it was kind of crazy, because I was like, yo, can we do this on TV? Like, this is crazy. You know what I mean? We're going very hard right now in the paint. It was very interesting. I remember calling home and telling my wife, like, man, this is going to be something else. So I knew audiences were going to be shocked, at least, at the very least.
Because it seemed like y'all should be on HBO After Dark or Cinemax at the very least.
Right, bro. We are definitely not sugarcoating much. It's very real, man. That's what I liked about it. It was like a slice of life, you know what I mean? Not necessarily a happy ending or a good ending, but just it is what it is.
Well, is there anything you can share with us about tonight's episode?
Tonight's episode, man, it's going to be a humdinger coming off of last episode. I'm not exactly sure what Mark is going to do per se. I know last week I was taking out of the trash. I think either this week or the week coming is when I kind of morph into the guy that Carol really wants me to be. They got me in front of this green screen. I've kind of changed my wardrobes, and I'm really torn between, is this the right thing for me? I'm trying to be that old-school Tom Brokaw-type newscaster, and they're trying to turn me into this new-age social media guy, and it's really not a fit that I'm kind of feeling. So if this is that episode, I'm really kind of coming into my own, going full-blown with Kara's idea, and beginning to realize, like, wow, this female really knows what she's talking about.
Aaron Spears, he plays Mark Bradley, of course, on Being Mary Jane. It is on tonight on BET at 9 o'clock. Good luck to y'all, man. The show is great, man. I love the show.
Man, thank you so much. We truly appreciate all the love and support.
When you get a chance, tell Mary Jane, man, ain't no future in a married man.
I'm going to let her know. I'm going to spit in her ear and let her know what's crack like.
All right, thanks, Mr. Aaron.
All right, much love to you.